Empal Gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal Gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, Empal Gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Audela. Alda Wiyakadela Arif Suyoso, better known as Audela, is an Indonesian singer who has participated in various talent search events. However, so far, she only managed to come out as a finalist. Meanwhile, her name has begun to be known by the wider community since her first single entitled Tertawan Hati, which was released in 2022, became a hit. Audela continues to be productive, and recently she released a new song entitled Setengah Mati. This pop ballad genre song was created by Martinus Layardo and Clara Riva. The song, which was released at the end of September 2024, is dedicated to people who have failed to move on from a love story that is so difficult to erase from the memory. Well, listener, here is the song by Audela called Setengah Mati. Enjoy! word of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Tinggalkanlah semua masalahmu. Bisik pasir deburan ombak, temani semesta membiru. Dengarlah,
I'm Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini. Tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people.
Rambana.
But wayang wasn't like this. It had release of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kuo, or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values,
symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya ketahui.
So puppet mastery contains many philosophies.
Menggambarkan
the main factor in life philosophies.
Itu yang merah-merah.
What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world.
Menggambarkan
red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky. And the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blanchong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binaba. So knowledge is so not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek, kalau Angkara, kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
sifatnya
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Ravana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect, but in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad, but not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Nah, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Thank you.
other traditional art which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masubi and kerawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought Karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Nah, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war, so that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan. Gatot Kocho graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing. This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lining with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Plastik, kemudian
I try to introduce you to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a world.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah
kata. Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So, who is eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu. Karena selama saya mencoba-coba, kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like.
Artinya,
from 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is the description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the wood changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has
kraton,
so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced in it.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Wayang itu bisa berubah-berubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman.
Rules can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 and BKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafid hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya adalah generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia. Atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya gak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our art or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing. Making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
kesalahanku. Mungkin ingin bertemu masih ada, ingin memeluk masih ada. Sayang kini tak bisa, kau telah memilihnya. Oh, mungkin saat hatiku masih sayang, salah ku memutus cinta. Dan kini ku menyesal, rindu hanya di dalam hati.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still staying tuned in Indonesia Today through our audio streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital. I'm Nuka Kusumawati and I will accompany you to complete your weekend with highlight of the week. Let's begin with the first info, where Belgian ambassador stated that curiosity and commitment are keys to being a successful diplomat. Belgian Ambassador to Indonesia Frank Felix emphasized that diplomacy is not only a profession, but also a life choice that requires total dedication. He also stressed the importance of curiosity and engagement of the younger generation in global politics. Ranoff has the details.
Belgian Ambassador to Indonesia Frank Felix shared his insight on how to become a successful diplomat. During the dialogue between French-speaking countries, ambassador and Indonesian student on Tuesday at the State University of Jakarta, Ambassador Felix said that diplomacy is not only a profession but also a life choice that requires full dedication. According to him, one of the most crucial elements in the field of diplomacy is curiosity and an interest in global affairs.
I agree with my colleagues that curiosity and interest in everything happening around the world are essential, especially today. I believe that for young people, becoming a diplomat is more interesting than ever. In an increasingly unstable world where structures we have known for decades are beginning to collapse before our eyes, I think it is crucial for the younger generation to engage in politics, strive to change the situation, and restore the good relations that have existed since the end of World War II.
Felix emphasized that in an increasingly unstable global situation, the role of diplomats has become even more significant. He pointed out that major changes are occurring with long-standing structures beginning to collapse. Therefore, young people must actively participate in politics and contribute to restoring disrupted international relations. Additionally, he stressed that diplomacy is the key to preventing conflicts and fostering international relations, especially amid rising global tension over armament, military, and war.
Next, we have information about Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurates Industropolis Special Economic Zone in Batang. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated the Industropolis Special Economic Zone in Batang Central Java as an effort to build the nation through industrialization and downstreaming. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated the Industropolis Special Economic Zone in Batang, Central Java, Thursday. In his remarks, President Prabowo revealed that Batang Industropolis Special Economic Zone is one of the government's main efforts in building the nation through industrialization and downstreaming. President Prabowo is optimistic that the government can create 8 million new jobs in the next 5 years through various downstream and development investments.
Investasi-investasi yang kita akan laksanakan mulai tahun ini The investment that we will carry out starting this year is downstreaming, so that the added value of all our raw materials can be enjoyed by all people of Indonesia, as well as the employment that we calculate. Employment in the next 5 years will reach 8 million jobs.
Akan mencapai 8 juta lapangan kerja.
Meanwhile, on the same occasion, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto explained that the Batang Industropolis Special Economic Zone, which has an area of 4,300 hectares, was designated as a special economic zone based on Presidential Regulation No. 12 of 2025. This special economic zone is the largest in Indonesia managed by state-owned enterprises, unlike most other special economic zones managed by the private sector. Erlangga also explained that the development of his special economic zone involves collaboration between various ministries and state agencies. Basic infrastructure, such as toll roads, water installations, waste installation, and other supporting facilities have been prepared with an investment of 4 trillion rupiah.
Now we have information about military law supports state geostrategy in facing conventional and non-conventional threats. Indonesian Defense Minister Syafri Samsudin emphasized that the revision of Law No. 34 of 2004 concerning the Indonesian National Armed Forces, or TNI, was carried out to support the state's geostrategy to overcome conventional and non-conventional threats. In the plenary meeting of the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Thursday, he said that Indonesia must have a realistic protection strategy to be able to maintain the dynamic to guard and maintain the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia.
Undang-undang TNI mengatur bahwa TNI dibangun dan dikembangkan secara profesional. TNI adalah
The Indonesian Armed Force Law stipulates that the military is built and developed professionally. The military is a people's army, a fighter army, a national army, and a professional army. However, along with the development of strategic environmental dynamics, such as geopolitics, and the development of global military technology, the Indonesian Armed Force must transform to support a realistic state geostrategy in order to face conventional and non-conventional threats. As a sovereign state, the Republic of Indonesia must have a realistic defense strategy to be able to survive the dynamics to maintain and preserve the survival of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia.
Syafri Samsudin further explained the changes in the revision of the Indonesian Armed Forces Law includes the policy of strengthening the modernization of the main weapon system of the domestic defense industry to maintain the strength and capability of the military as the guardian of the state. This law also explains the limitation and mechanism for the involvement of the armed forces in non-military duties by first having to leave active duty. In addition, the law is also intended to improve the welfare of soldiers and social security for soldiers' families. The law, according to Syafri, also makes adjustments to provisions related to improving career leadership according to organizational needs. Let's move on to our next info, where economic turnover during Eid al-Fitr 2025 projected at 375.2 trillion rupiah. With the average expenditure of domestic tourists per trip of 2.57 million rupiah, it is projected that the economic turnover during Eid al-Fitr 2025 period will reach 375.2 trillion rupiah. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putriwardana revealed, based on data from the Ministry of Transportation, the projected movement of domestic tourists in Eid al-Fitr 2025 reached 146 million trips. This was conveyed by Widianti at the monthly press conference with the theme Peaceful Homecoming, Enjoyable Travel in Jakarta Wednesday. Widianti explained that the average expenditure of domestic tourists per trip was 2.57 million rupiah. So it is projected that the economic turnover that occurred during the Eid festivity 2025 period could reach 375